Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast. Chris, let's tell everyone about our brand new sponsor.
Yes, new sponsor alert.
Egg Fried, brand new clothing brand from our very own home county of Essex. If you're into street art, comic books, kind of alternative lifestyle, going to gigs, watching cool films, crazy art, throwing a kind of little bit of Asian culture and a kind of slightly warped sense of humour, and then you kind of get where they're going with Egg Fried, right? What do they make?
They make punchy graphic tees, hoodies, sweatshirts, wicked art prints, as well as a denim range that's handmade in-house, which I think is really cool because it supports that slow fashion movement. It's domestically made stuff and it lasts a long time, and that's really where we're going now. We shouldn't be buying a load of throwaway stuff.
Absolutely, and they're supporting your wallets as well. And let me tell you how they're doing that. If you go over to eggfried.com, go and buy some of their amazing garments, throw them in your basket. Before you check out, they have given you lovely listeners an exclusive 10% discount code. And that discount code is EGGSALAD, E-G-G-S-A-L-A-D. Put that in, save yourself 10%. And if you're not even up for spending money on yourselves, who else can they spend their money on, Chris?
They have a kids range called Small Fried. Very cute, very cool, and that's also available at eggfried.com.
Official sponsors of Hardcore Listing.
Whoop whoop! Booyakasha! Welcome to Hardcore Listing, featuring the incredible, the handsome Stuart Roy Whiffen and the decidedly average gnome slash Ewok, myself, Christopher Glasson.
Do you know what? With that jumper and your hair and your beard,
yeah,
you look a little bit Mulligan and O'Hare. I can imagine you on the cover of like a kind of sort of early 70s folk album.
Well, guess what? Today, starting this podcast, we can celebrate. It was a little bit chilly outside, so I would just like to say that I'm going to pop this on and let everyone know that a certain time of Chris's fashion wear is back in season.
Oh. Oh, hello. Hello. Well, if you want to see what he's wearing, you got to go to Patreon because you can watch these at Patreon. Yeah, let's not tell him.
Okay, let's keep it secret. Is it a condom on my head?
Oh, is it?
But it is definitely that season.
Yeah.
Again.
It is.
I think this is, I should have got my other colour one, but this one was the closest to hand. But yeah, I think it's back. It's time to get back to that rustic feel.
Let's chat weather and that in a sec. First of all, we should also tell new listeners just the format of Hardcore Listing. So it's a podcast where we pick a topic, and then within that topic we count down the top five within it. And I hope you enjoy it. Because, over a million people have. We've had well over a million downloads now. I don't think that necessarily constitutes a million people have listened to it.
No.
But a lot of people have.
And also, that doesn't mean a million people have liked it either.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
No, no.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
I don't want a DTI coming round. Is it the DTI, Department of Trade and Standards, whatever they're called?
Yeah.
Or the police.
Exactly. Not a fuzz knocking on your door.
No.
Yeah, you're only allowed 6 downloads now in the current climate.
You get COVID of the years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, so you can find out about all the other episodes and our Patreon, because our Patreon is something that, if you enjoy this, then I would suggest that you sign up to that, because each week we upload the videos of this episode, the video of our Patreon episode, and the Patreon episode as an audio file as well. And I'm generally like kind of give you a heads up about the live show. We've got the live show on the 10th, where we will be releasing our record, our first vinyl album of this. And so the Patreons get first dibs on all the tickets. Patreons kind of, you just get, you're in the gang, basically.
You're in the gang.
You're right in the gang.
And a good gang as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you will get exclusives on the new goods that we will be selling, such as the album and stuff like that.
Yeah, the album. The picture disc, the action figure. Disc.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. So, yeah, go and check us out on patreon.com / hardcore listing. And might as well thank our sponsors as well. We have 3 wonderful sponsors at the moment. Egg Fried are our brand new sponsor.
Yeah.
A streetwear label that have influences from hardcore, punk, hip-hop, choir, just Japanese stylings. It's really cool. They don't look like what I look like right now. It's a lot cooler and a lot more edgy. And they also do art prints and bespoke denim, which is super cool.
Yeah.
So, and you can get a little discount code over at eggfried.com or .co.uk at the moment with the discount code. And what is it, Stewie?
EGGSALAD, egg salad.
Yeah, go and get stuck in. Who are our other sponsors, mate?
Luke Bang Boom, who has been a long-time sponsor of ours. He's the guy that's responsible for all the cool little vids, all the super cool photographs. He manages to make me and Chris like look a bit cooler than we are. He really can polish a turd. That's what Luke does for a living, by the way. Turd polisher. And our other sponsor is Smoky Woodboy. It's Charles of love-beer.co.uk, where he will come and install a bar in your house, or he will deliver really yummy, interesting beers to your front door during these strange times we find ourselves in. I think that's everything, isn't it?
That's everything we need to say.
Let's not producer.
Our producer, 76.
Yeah,
that handsome, silky spoken 76.
I saw him yesterday. I went for a run yesterday, and it was pissing down with rain. And I got like to the end of like
your road.
I got to the end of not my road, but like the long road that my roads are turning off of. And I just heard whiffing, and I was like, oh, fuck's sake. And I'll just see, like, you know, a van. So I sort of walked up the van, and it was Danny, me boxing instructor. And he was like, "Come on, mate, good on ya. You know, you're out in this, ain't you, doing that?" And I was thinking, you're sitting in a fucking van. I'm getting pissed on here, standing here, like, not even running. So I see him. Then as I got halfway down the road going up towards the pub, I wasn't going to the pub, and I was like, oh, fuck's sake. And it was like, I had a big lad run Forest, and then I see it was my brother-in-law. And so I had a quick chat of him. Then when I got round the corner, I heard, and it was 76. And he then pulled over, and he was like, "How you doing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm all right, mate. You all right?" And he was like, he said, "I was thinking about having a run. I was thinking going for a walk later, but obviously it's a bit wet, isn't it?" And I was thinking, yes.
I haven't even started my run, and I've been stopped 3 times. I'm so popular.
Exactly.
It's weird what this podcast has done for us, really, mate, isn't it? We're so famous now. Because you didn't know any of those guys, your brother-in-law or your Muay Thai instructor. You didn't know him before the podcast, did you?
No. I literally run to the beat of, "I'm P-O-P-U-L-A-R, I'm popular, I'm popular." Fuck's sake.
Let's get on with it then.
Yeah, come on.
We've rabbited on for a long time. Let's get into the nitty gritty of today's top 5. Top 5 things. I like this one. Top 5 things I own an absurd amount of.
Yes.
Good shout, Stu, for picking that one out.
Thank you.
It is glorious.
I will let you start.
Oh, you're going to let me start? All right. What one shall I start with that's nice and boring? My cupboard is 70% black T-shirts. And I wear 3 of that 70%. And the rest of them just sit there. And I don't know what I'm doing. And I don't know if that's a sign that I'm about to have some sort of mental breakdown or something like that. But my wardrobe is very bland. Too many black T-shirts. And black shirts that I never wear. Black shirts that I bought for work. There's still like 4 in there that are brand new that I never wore for work. All from Primark. Fast fashion, mate. I'm disgusted with myself. Is your top 5, is your number 5 as boring as that? Is that one of the most boring things I've picked?
All of mine are really boring.
Oh, okay. Well, strap in, everyone. We've just sold to Patreon and why you should come over there. And now we're going to bore you to tears. But I just don't know what's going on. Black T-shirts are brilliant because you can't get really stains on them in the same way. But when do you stop buying your food stains? Don't look at me that. Food stains. They're a nightmare for the other stain. It's just like, hey, look at me, I've been masturbating. Don't have a
why is it going all over your T-shirt?
I don't know, mate. Just what would I say? I've got a lot of vitality and I'm healthy. So, you know, I can't control. We don't need to get into this any further.
I mean, you've tried to make out that, like, you're some young fucking virile buck that just keeps shooting fucking copious jets of fucking jizz everywhere. The reality of it is you can't be bothered to go and get some tissue. So you just think, oh, do you know what? I've got 70% worth of my fucking wardrobe to these T-shirts. It don't matter. There we go.
Yeah, that's it. Even if I'll put this one back in the... back in the cupboard, and there's a very, very rare chance I'll pull that one out in the next 3 years.
Exactly.
It'll just dry off and turn to powder by that point. black T-shirts and shirts. It's just strange. I'm always drawn to them because I can't wear a white T-shirt without immediately ruining it. So that I've had to reduce down how many white T-shirts I wear, and now it's just black, always black. Even Molly was like, come on, you've got to spruce it up a little bit. So I've bought some tie-dye cool ones in there recently. And
oh, wicked.
Yeah.
Dressing
my age.
Exactly. Which, you know, you're fast approaching 40. And I know what. Let's get myself some tie-dye. Yes. Yeah. Brilliant. Fitting.
What's your number 5 then?
What do you put your T-shirts on?
Your chest.
Oh, you stupid cunt. Coat
hangers. Oh, that's such a good one. And that is more... That is the one-up in terms of boring from T-shirt.
I told you. You might as well all turn off now because mine are rubbish.
I went in Molly's mum's roof the other day. That sounds so... There's no innuendo.
Fuck me.
And the amount of coat hangers. And it's the same in my parents' roof as well, that loft. There's loads of coat hangers in there. Never going to use them, mate. We've got to say no to it, but I'm worried if we all get rid of them straight away, you know, it's not going to be good for the environment. We've got to slowly, like, smuggle one or two out in the trash each day.
Have you ever bought a coat hanger?
Yeah, I've got a problem with... This could have easily been in my list. I don't compulsively collect anything, and I can't believe I forgot this, other than IKEA wooden coat hangers. Whenever I go to IKEA, I buy another pack of them. And recently, my collection was going brilliant. And now, you know what they've done? They've changed the shape of their wooden coat hanger.
This is driving me crazy. A really bad podcast.
It's driving me crazy. It used to have a little kink in the coat hanger, and now it's perfectly flat. And I understand why they did it, but I don't think they've taken into consideration that that doesn't match up with all my other coat hangers now. So what do I do?
You're approaching this how I approach the lottery. I buy a lottery ticket maybe once a year. And because I only buy it once a year, I just feel like I deserve to win something, like if I'm making the effort there. You've got that approach where, because every time you go to IKEA, you buy some. Deep down, you feel like they should have consulted you about this.
They should have phoned me up and said, listen, we know you've got a really ace coat hanger collection.
Yeah.
But we're thinking about changing it. What do you think, Chris?
Mm.
And then we could have had a chat about it, and then we could have, you know, found I don't know.
Maybe they just thought, well, to be honest, do we want to be speaking to this guy about hanging clothes? Because what is he? What has he got on there? You know, 50 black T-shirts, and half of them are like covered in spaff. Yeah, I've never bought a coat hanger, and I've just got shitloads of them. And yeah, I just think, why have I got a load of coat hangers? And like, and every now and again, I'll have a sort out, you know, take some clothes down to the recycling bin things.
Yeah.
And I just come back and I just think, I don't think I've ever thrown a coat hanger away either. And I've always got one that's sort of like a plastic one that's snapped that I'm not a lazy person, but it's still hang up there. And to take it out and put it in the bin, for some reason, isn't on my agenda.
Yeah.
I hope for your number four you got something good, because I'm actually falling asleep.
Do you know what I really hate? I don't think we've talked about coat hangers enough yet. I think we need to get rid of a few more listeners. I hate, you know what one of my biggest pet hates is? It's not paedophiles. It's coat hangers in black sacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other, when we moved recently and I got my wonderful selection of coat hangers out, I actually started tying them together into like manageable, like, and Molly was like, what are you doing all that for? And I'm like, because I can't put all these in a black sack because I'll end up murdering someone, because the thought of them all jumbling around in there is too much for me to.
Yeah, that is a weird one to try and sort of get the balance right. Do I just throw them all in a black bag, which is annoying, or do I be a complete tragic cunt and tie them all together? Fucking hell, Chris. How frustrating.
Number four, hold on. I do think they get much more brilliant now. From too many black T-shirts too. I've got four of the same pair of trainers all on the go at the same time at the moment. The same pair of trainers, so I've got four of it.
What, you've got a pair of trainers and you've got four identical pairs?
I've got them in two colourways, either black or, I'll give you a guess what the other colourway is.
White?
Yeah, and they're the only trainers I wear. I don't wear any other trainers.
You do? You wear them jazzy ones?
No, they've been put to bed now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've gone. They went about a month ago, 2 months ago. It's because you haven't seen me. They actually went longer than that. Because you haven't seen me, they're... they've gone. They're at the back of the cupboard now with the coat hangers, the plastic ones.
Right.
And I've always done with this with trainers. When I get a pair of trainers that I like I can look through hundreds of pairs of trainers when I go shopping, and I just can't find what I want. And then when I find the trainer that I want, the decision is made in about 30 seconds, and I'm like, yeah, it's that one. And then I will repeatedly keep wearing it until I usually go off them or something like that. So at the moment, I've got four pairs of Adidas Supercoult. And they're all leather, and they're all easier to clean, because I can't stand the thought of getting my trainers dirty. That does my head in as well. I think what we're realising is I am a psychopath. Number three is body parts. No, it's not. I'm just joking. Adidas. I can't get enough of these trainers. Do you buy a lot of the same thing if you know it's good for you or you like it or not?
This will tie in with my four.
Okay.
So my four is socks, right?
Yeah.
I have a lot of socks.
This is definitely working its way to being the most boring podcast we've right? ever done.
Yeah. But I really like the Argyle type diamond socks.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
With the patterned socks.
Oh, with the have you got them on now?
Of course.
Show me. Oh, that, yeah, right. They're a bit like golfy
yeah.
sort of.
Yeah. So, and I found a company that does them in really cool colours.
Yeah.
And what's the shop in Shoreditch opposite the kind of church thing? Is it a Japanese store? I can't remember what it's called. It's like the little red box logo with the red lettering inside it. It's a chain. I can't remember what it's called.
Not Super Dry.
No.
Supreme.
No.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Don't know.
But they do really good Argyle socks. And so I end up buying a lot of them. And ironically, today's probably the first time I've actually really wore socks for about 5 months. Because I've just been wearing shorts and sliders.
I just feel so sorry for your family having to look at your toes.
Sure,
I really do.
Sure.
I just think it's out of order, mate.
Mm.
But
I don't mind spending money on socks, and if I like them, I'll buy a few pairs of them. But I've now got too many pairs of socks. I've only got 2 feet, and it's like I don't need loads of pairs. Chances are, most of the time, I might just wear them little like ones, them hidden ones, if I wear a pair of trainers out. But yeah, if I'm gonna put me socks on, then I want a nice pair. But nowadays, I have to sit there and like peruse it and just think, oh, which ones do I want? Like, and it's like, which ones do I want to wear of like the probably the 15 pairs of just them socks? That's without my plain white socks and things like that. Yeah. And you know, you just think, it's just dead time. It's like, why am I even thinking about it? I'm not thinking practically here.
Einstein wouldn't have done that. He just had the same suit and socks.
Exactly.
A bit like Pip with his numbers 1 to 5. There is some sense in it.
Yeah.
Just
quickly, for anyone that wondered what that means there, Scroobius Pip, any given point, just wears black socks and they're numbered from 1 to 5.
Yeah.
And at any given point, he'll have a 2 and a 3 or a 1 and a 4, but it will always add up to 5.
Yeah.
He doesn't even tell people that. We tell people that a lot.
Yeah.
That's a fucking psychopath right there.
No, absolutely, man. Abso-fucking-lutely. Socks. Yeah. You know what I hate? As nearly as much as coat hangers in black sacks, it's just the look of pop socks when they're just on the foot without the trainer.
Like, yeah.
Seeing someone wearing a pop sock, it's not their fault that they've done that, but they've had to take their shoes off or something like that. There's something about that look that boils my blood.
My
brother-in-law... Even when I put them on, I have to get my trainer on quickly because I just can't stand the sight of the look. It's horrible.
My brother-in-law, when he puts his socks on, pulls them up as high as they'll go. And like, and I find that odd. Like
regular socks, yeah.
Just normal socks, but pulled up like stupidly high. And like, and he'll pull them up throughout the day. Like, if your socks sort of slip down in the day, as if anyone gives a shit,
yeah.
He does. He keeps pulling them up. Weird. Weird behaviour.
Very weird. Right, number 3. Cinema tickets. This is a little bit more interesting. But
really?
Only slightly.
Right.
I've got all my cinema tickets. I've been collecting them since as long as I can remember. I've got them going back to, if I was to go back in the box... About the Blade area, which is about 1997.
Right.
I've got cinema ticket stubs from there. So
why?
All my favourite films, all even ones I didn't like, I still collect them all. And
why?
I love it. Why? I don't know. I think because I love... Do you know what? I love the movies.
Yeah.
I love going to the cinema. I love that experience.
So do I.
Really do.
So do millions of people.
What are you getting at?
Just pointless.
No, it's memories, isn't it? It's nice to have a memory, isn't it? And I've always been a sort of like... the other thing I've got loads of, but I stopped collecting about 20, was beer mats. Because I thought it was like a cool thing to do. Every new bar I went into, I'd take a beer mat from there, from about the age of like 17 onwards. But then I stopped that because I thought...
It's theft.
And I kept with the cinema ticket tradition because I thought it was more interesting. And it's not interesting. I like keeping hold of physical things. People like taking pictures left, right and centre all the time and putting them on Facebook. I like things and putting them away in little drawers. And then every 3 or 4 years, I'll like have a little rummage through there and just go, oh, yeah, I remember that beer, Matt. I remember when I went to see The Matrix or something like that.
Maybe next time you take a picture... You don't have a rummage through your phone looking for it when you're having your hair cut in front of a total fucking stranger.
Yeah.
See, maybe if you would have just pulled out your cinema ticket, that would have got you out of trouble.
It wouldn't have done. Well, it would have done. Like, my hairdresser wouldn't have seen my penis, but...
Then again, you probably would have entertained her with that mental story of the time that you was naked in the cinema.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you always exaggerate that? I wasn't completely naked.
Right.
I was in my boxer shorts.
So weird.
With nothing else on, not even my shoes or socks. What's your number three?
Hair bands.
Why?
Hair bands.
This could get sinister real quick. Why have you got hair bands?
My hair, the longest bit of hair on my head at the moment is probably about maybe 2 inches tops.
Yeah, I've got longer beard hairs than you.
You have. So I have no need for a hairband. I needed a hairband when maybe I was 20.
Yeah.
And I'm 47, so I have no reason to have any anywhere. I guarantee, I'm in the within at the moment. Nobody that has ever been on the podcast has ever took their hairband out, if they had one. But I guarantee, if I look now, I'd find 2 hairbands. Probably, like, just on the side or on the floor. If I get in my car, I guarantee at any given point, I will find 5. Generally,
have your hairbands been having kids?
No, it's my kids. My kids have been having hairbands.
Oh, right.
So I live in a house with 3 females that all have long hair. Oh. And so they all have an abundance of hairbands. And they're just the bane of my fucking life. They're
your kids.
And hairbands are fucking annoying. Like, yeah. Literally, if I sit on the sofa, I'm like, fuck's sake, there's another hairband there. And it's like, if I hoover, it's like, right, I'll go into, like, if I go into the kids' rooms to hoover, it's like, it's like a minefield of hairbands. And it's like, I've never seen them buy them, but they're just endless. Like, in the little kind of trays or pockets, whatever you'd call them, in a car door.
Yeah.
Like, all 4, like, front and back, will have a minimum of 2 or 3 hairbands in it.
Oh, that's infuriating, mate. You should do something with those hairbands. You should start collecting them. Make a big, like, bouncy ball or something for a laugh. But I know, all I can say close to that is my girlfriend's got dark curly hair and she has 1 shower... And it looks like she's got enough to do a wig. It freaks me out how much she molts. And when we started living together, at first, I would honestly start cleaning up the black hairs like that would fall in the bathroom and stuff like that. I just had to give up because it was driving me insane. She molts like a dog. Like, they're everywhere.
She's got very thick hair, though,
yeah,
hasn't she?
Yeah, they are everywhere. And he's like, she's not losing any hair. She's just, I don't know how it's happening. I think her hairs are having kids. It's the only way to explain it. They meet on the bathroom floor, and now they've got a bloody mortgage and a, you know, nice little place around behind the toilet seat. It's crazy.
Number 2, while we're talking about toilet seats.
Plastic men.
Sorry?
I've got too many toys that are Warhammer based. And as soon as I said this is how shameful this is. Because in the evening, I'll build one or something like that around Molly's and her mum's. And like, then it got a bit out of hand. And there's loads on the shelf above me in the house at the moment. I could even show you. Look, hold on. Look, where the books are, there's just then little men. Just, huh. Can you see them?
Oh, there's a lot, aren't there?
See? And I've got, like, a massive cabinet at home with a load in there. And, yeah, like... I've got boxes that I haven't even built yet. And I think that, hello, my name's Chris and I'm addicted to plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people who collect these things do have an addiction to it because, I don't know, you just start collecting it. And I don't think, like, relatively speaking, compared to other people, I mean, I don't have a lot. But, yeah, I've got to admit, when I said all things I've got an absurd amount of, Molly's mum, Jenny, immediately went, plastic toys. Oh yeah, I guess they're right. Yeah, so I've got a lot of little plastic toys. And if you don't play your cards right, I'll set them all on you.
All right. Yeah. Well, I've got lots of little plastic things, which is my number two, and it's pens.
Pens. Yes.
And so just one, two. Just looking at what's in the within. Two there. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 in reach of where I'm sitting right now. I've never bought a pen. When have I ever gone and bought a pen? Yeah. What's weird is I've got, like, in the office, at the, you know, behind the bar, I've got probably just a bucket load of pens everywhere. And, like, the only thing is in the kitchen, which is generally the only place that I will need a pen, can it's I not, find a fucking pen? No. Oh, look, that's all right. Don't matter. I've just got fucking... I'll try and write it out with, like, 16 hairbands that are all over the fucking place.
Like, do you ever find a pen with a hairband around it? Because I see that quite a lot, and I've
yeah,
got...
Yeah, no... oh, there'll be loads. There'll be loads.
What is that about? Why are people wrapping hairbands around
because
pens?
Because they're probably... want to take their hair. Have you ever had long hair and tied it back?
Not that. I once, quite right. Nearly, yeah.
So really. I guess if you, sometimes it's quite nice to just not have your hair tied back and let it kind of not feel like it's being
not when
pulled.
You're writing. Well, that's the time when you don't want it round the pen, yeah. Is when you're writing, because you've got to lean forward. These yeah. people putting hair bands around pens. If anyone wants to tell us if there's ever been an episode more boring than this, then just let us know.
What's your number one?
Moles. Look at them all.
Oh, patrons, you're in for a joy.
I just showed you all my moles. And it's a weird thing because people always want to count them, girlfriends or whatever. They're always like, Molly's the actual first girlfriend I've ever had who's just expressed no curiosity or interest in my moles. And I'm quite happy about that, really. Mm. But people are like, I think I've got well over 300 and I've had people count them before. And it's just like, you know, you've got to be, I mean, people probably think that's more exciting than this episode. Mm. But. I've just got so many moles, mate. I just don't know where they all came from. Just crazy. Just crazy. Crazy amounts of moles. How many else you got?
Bet you ain't got 300.
I haven't got 300. No, you're right. I don't know. Not loads. I felt like I was a bit... like I had more when I was younger for some reason. Like,
that's odd.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't really... I'm all right with them. It's not like I'm like... I mean, if I had any real issues with it, I wouldn't always be, like, posing with my stomach out on our Instagram page or something. But they do sort of... I am a bit like, oh... Like, one day, if I get tattoos, I might start getting some of them removed. I've had to have some cut off in the past and all that. Because, you know, cancer. Not because I had cancer, but they were getting itchy. But, yeah, they do annoy me a little bit. So I might... get rid of some at some point. But, yeah. There you go, moles. What's your number one?
Hair.
Hair. Your hair?
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Mm. You are quite hairy.
I am.
Your eyebrows. You've got more hair on your eyebrows than most people have got, like, had
my
beards.
My hairdresser trimmed my eyebrows because... can you see that little missing bit there?
Yeah.
All right, so that was me. I had my little kind of battery clippers out, tidying up my beard yesterday. And I was just trying to just carefully just nip the grey hair out of my eyebrows. And I just went, and now I've got like a kind of crisscross style kind of like...
You look cool. You look like abs out of five.
That was the look I was going for, abs. but like, I've got like... probably less hair on my head than I've ever had. And obviously, you know, I'm 47, so it's starting to slowly disappear. But it's not showing any signs of disappearing from my chest, my back, my hands, my nose, my ears. And it's like, it just seems to be kind of like ear hair. I find that when I sort of do my beard and things like that, I'll generally kind of just get the little hairs off my ears. They seem to be coming back with a vengeance these days.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I quite enjoy pulling hairs out of my nose.
Yeah, so do I. It's a pleasure pain thing, though,
isn't it?
Don't do it in a car when people are watching you.
That's next year. Always where I do it.
Yeah, and my girlfriend kind of says, you do realise that I'm sat here. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah.
And then I'll just sprinkle them. I'll sprinkle them on her head just to get her back for all the hairs that she sort of like is just sprinkling all over the house regularly. I think it's a small price to pay.
That's love. Chris and I want to tell you all about our Patreon page. It won't take long, but we think you're going to want to hear it.
Because you're missing out, quite frankly.
Massively.
All the more risque stuff that we sometimes think, oh, can we get away with that? We put it on our Patreon pages, and there's over 150 episodes for our $10 subscribers.
Absolutely. So for whatever that works out in UK pounds, what's that, about £7.50 a month?
Yeah, for the price of a bag of chips, for a Savoy and chips, you can actually have us in your ears four times extra a month.
That's four episodes minimum that we put out exclusively for Patreons, plus... there's loads of, we video most of our episodes now, and the videos, you can watch all of the podcasts now over on Patreon as well. We put up loads of other unique content over there,
There's pictures there. It's basically our version of our OnlyFans account, isn't it, basically? So you get the sort of pictures on there of the behind the scenes of Stu tucking into a pot noodle, basically. Sort of stuff that shouldn't be available to the public.
No one needs to see that. But that's all. We just thought we'd give you a quick heads up that if you're enjoying these podcasts, then... be aware, for like £7.50, you can go and listen to over 150 exclusive episodes. And there's some great ones over there with previous guests as well. Loads of names that you're going to recognise if you've been listening to the weekly podcast we put out.
And also, if you are a subscriber, we're more than likely to do one of your top fives if you recommend it, because we prioritise the patrons first, don't we, as well?
Absolutely, yeah. So we try and sort of do as many top five suggested by you lot as well. So, head over to Patreon. Where can they find out about it, Chris?
Patreon.com/hardcore listing. Easy peasy. And you can watch an intro video there as well of us in jacuzzis and doing sexy stuff.
With Gal Porter.
Not doing sexy stuff with Gal Porter. Can I just clear that up? Gal, I'm not trying to drag your name through the mud.
And Scroobius Pip.
Yeah.
All right. patreon.com/hardcore listing. It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.